We've had an ongoing discussion in this country about the thorny issues of history that some of our greatest heroes, founding fathers, people for whom we've erected statues and communities nationwide, are not all saints, but they're not always all sinners either. They have done magnificent things that deserve recognition and honor. But the complicated part of their history may lead to them being, I hate the word, but it being canceled in this cancel culture that we're seeing now. And so it is with interest that we watch what's happening with the Michigan Historical Commission, because they're going to begin reviewing a lot of our landmarks here in the state of Michigan for racist language, inaccuracies, glaring omissions. They want to tell a more complete history of Michigan's historical figure. Sandra Clark is with the Historical Commission. She is a member there and also director of the Michigan History Center, joining us live this morning. Sandra Clark, it's good to have you here.
Good morning, Guy.
Is this a regular thing that the Historical Commission does, or was this prompted by a significant event that I'm unaware of? How is this rolling out?
This is something that the commission has observed sometimes. We are dealing with markers that some of them were created in 1955 and all the years since then. So sometimes when a marker is damaged or something, we would look at this. But we have, over the last 3 years, about been a little bit more conscious of some of the stories that we haven't been telling. And so that's really what the focus of the commission is. Not so much, as you noted, to cancel out the stories that have been told, but to expand the stories that we are telling about Michigan's past.
To, in other words, address some of those omissions. Can you give us a for instance?
Well, one of them that we started looking at some of the markers on Mackinac Island, because that was it's a very important place to the Native American people who live among us, and we didn't find very much about them. And I think one of the examples was the Biddle House. He was a merchant, but she was a Native American. And their success, as a family, depended a great deal on her connections. And she was very important in the community. But the marker gave you all the details about him and mentioned that he had an Indian wife. And so the new marker that will be going on will still honor him, but it will also talk about Agatha Biddle and her work both in the Native American community and as a partner in their economic endeavors.
I think that's phenomenal, because, first of all, you touch on two key things there, the contributions of women in our history, which were often overlooked, but also our Native Americans who were here first and also helped develop Michigan in various ways. You know, it is such a hot-button topic, because when we see what has gone on in Charlottesville and elsewhere, where it seems that the default is to take the problems of history and just eliminate the historical figure altogether from our public spaces, can we be certain that that won't be the outcome here? Or as we add some of the more complicated parts of history and a fuller picture, might that trigger some folks into demanding that these historical figures be eliminated from our landscape?
Well, that's not something the commission's going to approve. So,
I'm happy to hear that.
You're absolutely right. Our goal really is to complicate history. And that is part of helping people understand that, in fact, as human beings, we are very complicated. And as you said, we have people who have done very amazing, wonderful things in their lives, and sometimes they've done things that were not good. We're working on the Grant House that has been preserved in Detroit all of these years. And
yeah.
Grant is important to the Civil War. He's very important, actually, in Reconstruction. He believed in the effort to make African Americans equal during Reconstruction and supported efforts to do that. But in his lifetime, for 1 year, he also owned a slave in Missouri, and his wife's family were slaveholders. So we need to balance that. We need to acknowledge that. I think some of this is just flat out about acknowledging, but also giving some life as much as we can to these people. It's hard work, and we think that it's as much as having the markers expand, we also want to expand how communities think about their history. So we want the marker program has always depended on community support, and we don't want to lose that. So that's one of the other goals of the commission. We don't want to come in from on high and say, hey, you didn't tell this story, and we're going to tell it now.
We know best.
We want to sit down with community members, maybe some community members that haven't been at the table before, and talk about what's really important in their past. And really, so this is partly an effort to expand public knowledge before a marker even goes up, and then to continue that expansion once a new marker goes up.
And each one of those markers tells the story of Michigan for each Michigander to see. You know, so often when we have these discussions and when we saw it both out west, down south, the remedy is always subtraction. It's, you know, let's get rid of the landmark. It sounds to me like you're very committed to addition. But we know the subtraction model and obsession is out there. As you open this up to more input, do you think that you will hear, perhaps very stridently, from those that believe that subtraction is the effective remedy?
I think if we invite them to the table in the beginning, we will manage that. I think part of one of the things my agency has worked a lot, particularly with some of the federally recognized tribes across Michigan on some of our exhibit projects and things. And we've been doing this for a while now. And what we've learned is if we sit down and state our intent in the beginning and have diverse people with diverse ideas involved from the beginning, it's much easier to come to an agreement that acknowledges all of history instead of saying, we want to tell a different history. And
so
get rid
if
of
there
the
are,
old history.
Right. If there are members of our audience within the sounds of our voice right now who would like to be part of this conversation, how do they join in on that conversation, Sandra Clark?
They should look for, as we get the funding and the ability to do this, but if somebody is really interested, my email is clarkss@michigan.gov.
clarkss@michigan.gov.
Yeah, two S's, as in Sam, at michigan.gov.
And well, thank you for being so accessible and so transparent. It sounds like that your model is a model that a lot of people could embrace. And Sandra Clark, we wish you nothing but the best as you embark upon this endeavor. We thank you.
Well, I thank you for your interest very much.